Last time, down Gilead Lane.
I'm invisible. No one even knows I'm here anymore.
I must announce my withdrawal from the campaign for mayor of Coleraine.
So it doesn't even matter how you vote.
You can always write someone in.
And we don't want Justin to know.
It would be even worse if he felt it was his fault that we didn't win.
What?
Despite the fact that John Morrison has withdrawn from the election, his lead in the polls still runs strong. So as we watch the election machines and polling locations being set up for the big day, many people are wondering what exactly is going to happen when the votes are counted. Reporting live from Election Central, Hale Clark, WYUV.
So, Tommy, what do you think of all of this? I know you counsel with teens regularly.
You'll need to address this quickly, John. Kids like this, they can spiral pretty quickly. He's got a lot of warning signs.
Wait, kids like this, that sounds like a news report or a statistic. Tommy, you're talking about Justin, your namesake, Justin Mary. Thomas.
I know, Mary, but I deal with kids going through this same thing every day. It can spiral faster than you realize. One second you're thinking it's going to be fine, and the next... Listen, I don't want to worry you guys. It's not like we don't have any options here.
Wait a minute, the next second? What, Tom?
Let's just say it can get bad. He could hurt himself or someone else.
He could...
Not Justin. Not my son.
Mary...
This doesn't happen in my home, Tommy.
It can happen in anyone's home, Mary. Teenagers are under a lot of pressure these days.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, all kids are. Even as young as 7 or 8, there's pressure to do well in school. You know, in 3rd and 4th grade, I've seen kids worried about college. One little girl I saw was convinced she was going to miss college because she got a C on a spelling test.
Oh, that's incredible.
And athletics. A lot of parents start pushing their kids as young as kindergarten.
I can't believe this is happening.
Listen, Mary, Justin's going through a pretty serious depression. Hormones, pressure at school, the election, all of it comes together and packs a powerful punch. Sometimes, like Justin's blog said, they can't see the light, any light. It's like being at the bottom of a really deep hole and not being able to see the top.
So how can we help him, Tommy?
Well, Cheryl and I were talking about that, and I think we might have an idea.
Hey, son, you got a minute to talk?
Whatever.
Justin, we're really worried about you.
Yeah, I know.
We've been praying for you, son. A lot. And we've been praying about all of this, too.
Thanks.
And we talked to Uncle Tommy this afternoon.
Oh, yeah? Tell him what a freak I am?
Justin.
Oh, honey, you are not a freak. You're our son, and we love you.
Yeah, okay.
Justin, Uncle Tommy had a suggestion that he thought might help.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He thought maybe you'd like to get away for a little while.
Oh, sending me away now, huh? Get me out of your hair so you can go back to the election.
Justin?
Justin Morrison, we'd never...
We are not sending you away to get you out of our hair.
Where would you get such an idea?
Yeah.
I heard you last night, Mom, talking about the election and how this is all my fault.
What?
Oh,
well,
no.
You... No, I can't...
Look, we didn't say anything like that, Justin.
No.
Mom did. It's my fault that this is all happening. Justin messes up again.
No, I never... Justin, I don't believe that this is your fault.
No.
The election is... No, I don't think...
All right, son. Please listen to me. I pulled out of the election because I knew that I wasn't doing what I needed to do for you. Not because of you, because of me, all right? As your father, I wasn't there for you, and I should have been. I just didn't keep up with what was going on.
None of us did.
Yeah.
I should have paid better attention. Oh, Justin, I am so sorry. I have let you down.
So what did Uncle Tommy have to say?
All right. He thought you might want to come and visit him and Aunt Cheryl for a while.
Oh, right? Great. Send me off to some home.
No, Justin!
Now, Justin, you know that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about you visiting Uncle Tommy. He and Aunt Cheryl have a quiet place away from everything.
What, for a weekend?
A weekend? A week? A month?
Sure.
Whatever you need, Justin.
Well, what about school?
Well, Aunt Cheryl says she can homeschool you if you're interested.
You mean I could stay there for a while?
Like your mother said, son, as long as you need. Uncle Tommy thought it might help to just, change your perspective.
Change perspective?
Yeah.
Tommy said that sometimes it helps to just get away from everything. That maybe it would help you see the light.
The light?
Son, we want to help you, right? We want to support you. But we don't know what's best to do here. So we're bringing this to you as an idea. And if you don't want to, or if you're not interested, then it doesn't happen, pal. And we'll figure out something else.
I don't know.
Honey, you have to understand that we love you. Oh. And we want to help you. Justin, honey, what do you need? How can we help you? Just tell us and we will.
Right.
I don't know what I need. I don't know how to fix this. I can't see. It's too much.
Come here, honey.
It's all right, Justin. Man. It's all right, son. All right, now listen. Buddy, why don't we try this, huh? You see how it goes. Hey, you always said Tommy was your favorite uncle, right?
Yeah, it doesn't sound that bad. I don't know, it might be good.
Yeah.
Okay, then that's what we'll do.
Well, can we call him tonight?
No, now that's 300 pounds of the lobster salad and 200 pounds of the crab. Yes, yes. I'll be back in touch later, but let's start moving on this now. I don't want any issues with this party. It must be perfect. Do you understand? Yes. Good.
Did you say 300 pounds of lobster? Monica!
Tom! This is not just the party of the year. It's the party of the century.
But
Coleraine has never seen the likes of what it will be like to have Monica Richter as mayor.
I'm sure about that. But Monica...
There are no buts. Besides that, Tom, now that the election ended a little early, I have no more need of the Tiburones. I'll put their salary toward the party.
Did you tell them that?
Of course. Well, I will, when they come over. Oh, see? That's probably them now. Oh, Tom, dearest, I'm going to have to answer that. Will you deal with the Tiburones, please?
Oh, but...
Hello?
Oh, Monica.
What?
Okay,
the caterers and
I guess
what?
I'm dealing with the sharks.
No, that's wrong.
So what's wrong with him?
Well, Michael, nothing's wrong with him. He just needs a change of pace.
Like a vacation? We all need one of those after the election. So why is Justin going away alone? Why don't we just all take a vacation together?
I think it's bigger than that, Tim. Justin needs to get away from us, right?
Well, yes and no. He needs to just get away from everything here and get a new perspective.
Perspective?
Yeah, it's the way he looks at things.
I know that. I'm just... Wow, I had no idea. I just thought it was Justin being grumpy.
Yeah.
Well, it's a little more than that. He's dealing with some depression.
So? Everyone gets depressed.
No, Haley, honey, not like this. Justin said it's like being at the bottom of a big black hole and not seeing the light. Any light. It's a little scary.
So we're sending him away?
No, not at all. Justin wants to go. Honey, this is Uncle Tommy and Cheryl, people who love him. He needs a break. He needs a fresh start at some things. It's been a really rough couple of months for us here. Think of everything we've been through.
Yeah, uh-huh. True.
Yeah, it's a lot. And Justin, he tends to stuff things.
Stuff?
Well, he keeps it all locked up inside. You know, when he gets upset or embarrassed or angry, he stuffs it down. He pushes it back and doesn't deal with it. So now it's all coming back, and it's a lot. And he's just having a rough time.
Is Justin going to be okay?
Well, we think this is a really good step toward making sure he is, honey.
So he's going to stay with Uncle Tommy and Aunt Cheryl. Mm-hmm. For how long?
As long as he needs to. Probably the rest of the school year, at least.
How's he going to do that without getting behind?
Well, Aunt Cheryl's going to homeschool him.
Wow, it's all so fast. When's he leaving?
Tomorrow morning.
What? So soon?
It just all worked out that way, all right? Uncle Tommy was able to arrange their schedule, and, well, it's all settled, all right?
Yes.
Uncle Tommy and Aunt Cheryl will be here late tonight, and they plan on leaving first thing tomorrow morning.
To you?
Well, Uncle Tommy says there'll be email.
I love you, Justin. Sorry.
Don't. Just... It's gonna be okay, Brooke.
Okay. Love you.
Room's not gonna be the same.
Oh, you'll like having it to yourself.
Probably. Yeah, you're right. But it still won't be the same.
Well, with the room to yourself, you can sing and dance all you want. Just don't run off to Broadway while I'm gone.
Yeah, okay. Whatever. Love you, man.
Oh, yeah, you too.
Justin, I love you. I'm sorry if I messed up. I should have.
Haley, this isn't about you. It's me. You're okay.
I'm just... I love you.
Thank you. I love you too.
Come home soon, Justin.
When it's time. Everything has a season, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, this is my season.
Will you blog?
Well, Uncle Tommy says there's internet, so, yeah, you can keep up with me there.
I love you, Justin.
I love you too, Tim.
All right, ready, son?
Yeah, I am.
Justin, we love you very much. I'm so sorry about everything. I never imagined that what I said would...
I need to go, Mom.
Of course, I know. It's just... I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Son, if you need anything, remember, we're here, huh? Anytime.
Yeah.
I know. Thanks.
Why don't you go ahead and get settled in the car, Justin? It's a long ride.
Okay. Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad.
Bye, son.
Bye, honey.
God be with you.
Bless you.
John... Mary, he'll be fine. We'll take good care of him. And you can rest assured we're putting God in control here, not us. It's all about working this out according to God's plan. I'm dishonored he's choosing to use us to fulfill his plan.
I know. It's just so hard.
It's what he needs.
And what he wants.
We'll call you later.
Thank you.
I can't believe he's gone.
It happened so fast. It doesn't seem real.
It's gonna be a while before it feels real.
It's weird.
Hey, the election's today, isn't it?
Yeah. Not that it matters.
True. All that work and time seems so... stupid now, doesn't it?
But God has a plan.
Yeah.
And thank goodness we found out about Justin now. Aunt Cheryl told me last night that we're doing the right thing.
Yeah. It's hard and it's weird, but it feels right. I hope it helps him.
Yeah. Let's pray for him.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Who wants to start?
I will. Dear Father, today has been really hard, but we know that you're with us, and you're with Justin. And God, we just ask that you would help him. Let him know that you're there and you're watching him. We all know it. I'm not sure that Justin does. Just please, Lord.
God, give him strength to get through this, and give us the peace and strength to deal with it.
help all of us to know what to say or do to help him.
And keep him safe. Protect him from anyone or anything that would hurt him.
In your name.
Amen. Amen.
Sure anything will ever really be all right again.
Now, what's that mean, Mary? Come on, he's fine. Tommy's got him, and they're good. They'll take care of him.
It's not that. I know he's all right. It's
good.
It's me.
What?
I don't know how this could happen without me knowing. How did I miss it all?
Yeah.
And moms, they're supposed to take care of their kids. And right here, in my house, under my nose, my son was hurting, and I couldn't help him. I made it worse, John.
Come here. Mary, this isn't your fault.
I made it worse, John. I said things, and I missed it all.
Shh. Come on, Mary. We've all been through the ringer in the past few months, honey.
Doesn't matter. I'm his mom. Children should be safe with their moms.
Mary, look at me. Now listen to me, all right? How long has it been since you slept? Really slept?
What does that matter? My son is gone and it's my fault.
Mary, it does matter. I don't know if you're seeing things clearly here, honey.
Of course I'm not. If I had been, none of this would have happened. If I'd seen it and helped him.
What are you talking about?
If I'd seen it, you could still have been in the election and I could have helped Justin and the family wouldn't have crumbled apart.
Wait a minute, crumbled apart? Why do you think we crumbled apart? We're still strong, Mary. Now, God's still in control here.
Our son isn't even living with us, John. How is that strong?
Because he's okay. Now, he might not be here, but he's okay, Mary. Listen, hon, you've been going nonstop for months. Months. Mr. Key, all right? Who was there? No, who was there every day helping at his bedside?
Me.
Uh-huh. Hours on end, you helped care for him. You handled everything. Doctors, funeral, all of it.
So?
And you've been the hub of this election. And this family.
A lot of good it's done. I didn't even handle my son.
Mary. When did you eat last?
I don't know. Yesterday.
Honey, you need some rest. And some food, all right? It'll help you see a little better. We're okay. We're here. Look, we're together. And God's our rock, Mary. Psalm 91, you remember it?
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty.
I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. And come on, what's your favorite part?
1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you.
And my favorite part, because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. Shh, come on, rest, Mary. Huh, it's time.
I wonder who that is.
No idea. It's probably some reporter.
I'll go get it.
If it's that Hale Clark guy, don't talk to him. We have no comment.
Yeah.
Got it.
Where's your dad?
Mr. Taylor? What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong, Mike. It's amazing. Where's your dad?
He's with Mom in his office.
John, you've got to hear this.
Mr.
You
Taylor.
You won't believe
ben.
It.
Huh. What's wrong? What is it?
No, what's happened?
The most amazing thing. You've won the election.
What? No, wait a minute. How can that be? I withdrew.
I don't know. But you did. Turn on the TV.
the most stunning turn of events ever seen in Coleraine's election history, John Morrison, after withdrawing from the campaign, has still managed to win the election with over 68% of the popular vote.
No, you're kidding me.
Election returns are still coming in, but with Monica Richter running at 24%, it seems that John Morrison is the clear victor.
How did this happen?
How did this happen, you ask? Well, it's not as difficult as you might think. John Morrison appears to be the most popular write-in candidate in Coleraine history.
Oh, my goodness.
According to the returns, his name has been written into the blanks, which has resulted in a campaign that has completely stumped the election officials and the Monica Richter campaign. There has, as of yet, been no comment on either side regarding the situation.
I just don't see how this could have happened.
Obviously, the people of Coleraine would rather write you in than vote for Monica Richter.
Oh, that's a pretty solid show of support for family values, if you ask me.
Well, me too. I'm just stunned. I can't believe it.
Oh, isn't it wonderful?
Now, the question is, what does this mean? I thought when I withdrew that I answered all the questions.
I guess not. I'd think this is pretty solid proof that God wants you in that office.
It looks that way, doesn't it?
But what about my family? Can they handle this? Mary?
Yes?
Honey, what do you think?
I don't know what to think, John. We just said goodbye to Justin, and now this? My brain won't wrap around it.
All right, now listen, I won't do this if you think it's not the right thing. Or the kids. That's it, we should talk to the kids.
Yes.
Well, I think talking to the kids would be a great idea.
We think you should do it.
Yeah, we think
really? All of you?
I'm not sure. It still seems weird without Justin. But I think God wants you to be mayor, Dad.
Yeah, it's like, how could you see it any different?
Well, I don't know. This is huge. Mary?
Yes, John?
Come on, let's go pray about this.
We are awaiting a press conference by John Morrison. Morrison, in a simply stunning turn of events, withdrew from Coleraine's election only to win it just a few days later with a massive write-in campaign. Morrison has been off the radar since his withdrawal, and many are speculating that he will decline the office, which will leave Coleraine's mayorship in certain conflict.
Good evening. It's been a very shocking and surprising day for the Morrisons, as I'm sure it has been for all of you. As I'm sure you're aware, my win in this campaign was something totally unexpected. So, please, bear with me, as we hadn't planned for something like this. Having said all that, I need to first express my gratitude to God for keeping my head on through everything in the past few days. Without his help, I'm sure things would have been much different. And also, my family. Without the unending support and love of my family, and most specifically, my wife, Mary, I wouldn't be standing here before you today. Their strength and encouragement have been more than I'd ever imagined possible, and I want each and every one of them to know how much I appreciate it.
We love you, Dad!
Now, that being said, I am proud to announce that with the full support of my family and my friends, I, John Morrison, am honored to accept the office of Mayor of Coleraine.
Mr. Morrison, can you answer some questions?
Well, I'll do my best. I'm sure I know what you're going to ask, though, and I'll tell you this. This job won't come before my family. They are the most important thing in my life.
Well, let's try it anyway. Can you tell us what it was that...
Dad, Mom fainted.
Help her!
Mary, someone get a doctor, please, right away. Call an ambulance.
Morrison?
Yes, I'm John Morrison. How is my wife?
She's exhausted and severely dehydrated. She should be fine with some rest. We're going to keep her here for a few days. But she's going to need some peace and quiet for a while once she gets home.
I think we can handle that.
But she'll be all right.
Well, this is a pretty complete collapse. I don't know how long it's been since she's eaten or slept, but her body's had more than enough. She'll be all right. But it's probably going to take a while for her to get back to normal.
We'll take care of her.
Good. She's going to need that. She'll be sleeping for a while if you want to go home and get some rest for yourselves.
Oh, thank you very much, Doctor.
You're welcome.
We were going to go get her something to eat and rest earlier. And then we found out about the election and it got pushed to the side. A great start on making sure the job doesn't get in the way of taking care of my family.
You will come over here right now. I want a full investigation into that campaign.
Who was that?
Our attorneys.
What? Why?
I'm suing for voter fraud. There's no way John Morrison won this election.
What?
You heard me. This isn't over.
And what happens if he did?
Then John Morrison has no idea what he just stepped into.
Wow. Mrs. Richter doesn't seem too happy about how things turned out, does she? But what do you think about how they turned out? Personally, I'm happy Judge Morrison won the election because that means Monica won't be in charge. But, I mean, do you think it's the best thing for them right now? Look at what happened to Mary. I sure hope she's going to be okay. And with Justin gone, well, I just have to wonder if our little house on the corner of Gilead Lane's ever going to be the same again. Speaking of Gilead Lane, who will live in Mr. Key's old house? And what's Grace been up to? Wait a minute. I guess I'm getting ahead of myself, right? Why don't we save those questions for another season of episodes? In the meantime, make sure you stay in touch. We love hearing from our listeners, and there's a number of ways to keep connected. Our toll-free number is 888-224-2324. Or if you want to write us a letter, send it to Gilead, Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. And of course, you can always email us at gilead@cbhministries.org. Oh, and don't forget about the DGL online community found at the CBH message boards. It's a cool place where Gilead fans can go and share their thoughts and theories and reviews and reactions to the shows. Just go to GileadLane.org, click on Message Board, and scroll down to the Down Gilead Lane board. Today's episode, May or May Not Part 2, is a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve O'Dell. Joe McCarger was the recording engineer with post-production and sound design by Elizabeth Bowman and music by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer, and I'm Zach. We'll see you right back here next time, Down Gilead Lane.